Blog Talk Radio.
This is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord have made. Oh, glory be to the living God, most gracious and most heavenly Father. We do thank you for another day. We do come in humble submission, Father, on this morning with a spirit of praise and worship and gratitude to say thank you for your love and your kindness continually towards us. As we come, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission, and we embrace the gifts of a brand new day, Father, and we say thank you. Now, Father, we commit the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day, Father God, according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for all of our ministry partners. Thank you for your people all across the globe, Father, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Thank you for the souls coming into your kingdom. Thank you for all the work being done. Father, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you. Now, Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We surrender the day back over to you, and we ask that you would unfold it according to your kindness, your love, your grace, and your mercies, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Lord, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And Father, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries on this beautiful day that the Lord God, he has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we want to welcome all of you. Amen. If it's your first time, second time, or if you're here every time, we're glad that you are here. So please enjoy the services on today. This morning, we want to begin, amen, glory be to God, amen, as our dear brother, amen, the deacon-elect Tyrone Reed, amen, is coming to us this morning, amen, to share, amen, glory be to God. And we want to say Black History Month, amen, thank God for February, amen, Black History Month, and we do thank God, amen, for the history, amen, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us receive him this morning. Amen. As we begin, amen, our joyous day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Brother Tyrone, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor. Good morning to you.
Thank you. Amen. And thank you for being here. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Well, first of all, blessings and much love and respect to all of our prayer partners, prayer warriors. I'd like to say thank you, Pastor, for allowing me this opportunity. And I always want to shout out all the folks who have been lifting our ministry up in many, many ways. I've been asked to share some information on Dr. Martin Luther King. And as always, I really like to just do a quick little shout out of the daily prayer. On on Tuesday, yesterday's Daily Bread, it says sustainer of blessings. And I like to share this because many of us sometimes feel that when we pray or go to God for certain things, and if it's not received, then we kind of feel that our Father is not there for us. But I just want to remind everyone that God is always with us. And as they say in Deuteronomy, 8, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I always get this. And as it says in Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord your God. We've got to always remember that God is always with us no matter what, and whatever we are going through, he is going through it with us. Dr. Martin Luther King was an American Baptist minister who was on the forefront of many, many, many causes, most particularly the Civil Rights Movement. Born January the 15th, 1929, in Atlanta, Georgia, and he was killed, murdered, and some say assassinated, on April the 4th, 1968, in Memphis, Tennessee. And we say that he was on the forefront and involved with many causes. It is said that when he went to support the sanitation workers in Tennessee, this is one of the reasons or one of the things that led to him being killed. But he was involved with so many things. You can say he was killed because he stood up for the people, all people. He was a leader. He was an organizer. He was a change agent of his time. From the mid-1950s to his death in 1968, he championed many issues, from segregation to economic equality. As head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, to the vulnerable and most prominent and cherished promoter of nonviolence to achieve social and economic justice. He was controversial in many ways, and that controversy was seen in both blacks and white folks alike. And the reason we say that about he was controversial because at the time King was organizing and using nonviolent tactics to address the issues at hand, there were many movements going on where folks were organizing to protect themselves. And Malcolm X was one of those folks who at the time was trying to get our people to understand that we say we cannot be nonviolent when they are constantly doing things to hurt us. So in that sense, that was one of the things that we said, you know, there was a lot of controversy about his tactics. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964, and he won it because, again, he was fighting on many fronts, but he did not change or move away from his nonviolent stance, no matter what we was confronted with. And many of us, including myself, just thought that it just didn't make sense that we are talking about being nonviolent when the folks that we was challenging was not only violent, but they was barbaric in all of their tactics and in their ways. At age 15, he entered Morehouse College in Atlanta, and from that the education there, he achieved his ministry status, and he went on to, again, use what I would think the Bible as a means to deal with the many, many issues at hand. Thing that I had already spoke to the ministry about was on January the 16th, when they were celebrating Martin Luther King, I did not know until I read in the Daily Bread that Dr. Martin Luther King's wife, Coretta, took on the task of the civil rights movement when they did the march on Washington. And the reason why I wanted to bring that up is because in many instances, they always talk about men and their achievement, when many times women have been a part of every movement, every event, everything we have done, and they don't get the credit for the work that they do. So I just want folks to know that 6 days, Coretta Scott King pretty much took over the organizing and push for the March on Washington. And you know, that has to be a very difficult undertaking. But because of Dr. King, because of Coretta Scott, it was still a successful adventure. So, in closing, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, as I was coming up, I was, one of those folks who really thought that it didn't make sense that you can try to fight in a war where people are doing everything under the sun to you. And what we was told to do was just turn the other cheek. So one of the things that we can say is the tactic that Dr. Martin Luther King developed, pushed, and has made a worldwide phenomenon, that today what he did is still celebrated and many folks are still using his tactics to deal with the many, many issues that we are confronted with. So he's a celebrated man. We thank him for, again, just making it a worldwide known issue about the struggles we have and continue to do in this country. But we celebrate all that he did in his 39 years of age. So, Pastor, I thank you for allowing me just to do some highlights of Dr. Martin Luther King. He has done tremendous work, did many meetings, came up with many speeches that are still prominent today, and because of the time restraint, it is impossible to try to touch every basis of what this great man has done for us in this country. So thank you for allowing me to share that. And once again, I want everyone to be reminded that in 6 days, his wife, after his death, his wife overdosed him of the Martin Luther King, the nonviolence movement in this country. So thank you for allowing me to share that.
Amen and amen and amen. Bless the Lord. And thank you, Brother Reed. Amen for sharing. Amen. Glory be to God. Your wealth of knowledge and research. Amen. And we can think of no better person. Amen. To begin. Amen. With on Black History Month. Amen. Than our Dr. Martin Luther King. Amen. So we thank God for Dr. Martin Luther King, beloved. Dr. Martin Luther King's life was an example. Amen. Glory be to God. He was an example of leadership. Amen. It was an example of love. Amen. His life was an example. Amen. We found out yesterday, amen, glory be to God, that after Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, amen, Jesus came up out of the wilderness. Amen. Glory be to God, into Galilee. Amen. Glory be to God, proclaiming the gospel of our Lord and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. With power. Amen. And we find out that he was an example. He was an example of disciple, what it means to disciple others. He was an example of what it means to live in the spirit, to walk in the spirit, to be obedient to God. We find out, amen, here, amen, Dr. Martin Luther King was a leader, as our brother said. He was a change agent. He was an organizer of his time. We find out the same qualities here, amen, in that Dr. Martin Luther King has some of the same qualities of Jesus that we are being encouraged to do the same. Beloved, we read in the scriptures in 1 Timothy chapter number 4, verse number 12. It says, let no man despise thy youth. Be thou an example. I want you to underline that word example. We see that in Dr. Martin Luther King. We see that in Jesus coming up out of the wilderness after his victorious bout, amen, with Satan. The scripture tells you and me now, it's not talking to Dr. Martin Luther King. It's not talking to Jesus. Hallelujah, it's talking to us. Amen. Be thou an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In our conversations, be an example. In our love walk, be an example. In our faith, be an example. In our speech, be example People are watching you. People are listening to you. The microscope is on you. Are we perfect? No. No one is saying that. Don't get it. Don't get it twisted. Glory be to God. You know what we're saying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be a person of integrity. Be a person with godly characteristics that are developed with spending time with God in prayer. Glory be to God. In his word, seeking his face, seeking his presence. Glory be to God, especially now that you have the power to live right. The power, amen, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit comes to give us the power. In our fleshly nature, we are unable to live this life. Let me tell you something. We can do nothing without Christ. Absolutely nothing. You're not saved without him. Glory be to God. You're not delivered without him. Matter of fact, you don't even have life without him, because he said, I am the life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Glory be to God. Every good and perfect gift coming from above. So if you move Jesus Christ out of the equation, nothing means nothing. Amen. Glory be to God. So, amen, in order to be an example, amen, hallelujah, we have to be taught, amen, how to be an example. We're not born with that knowledge, because we are born in sin and shaping in iniquity, amen, and there's no none, not righteous, not one, amen. So we have to be taught the same way, amen, our children are taught, the way, amen, everything else that we know, we have been taught that. Amen. One way or another. Amen. From our guardians, our parents, from our environment, from the world that we live in. Amen. We learn. Amen. So how do we learn to be an example of holiness? An example. Glory be to God. We have the power. Greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. Glory be, the Holy Ghost is the power. It is the power. Glory be to God, hallelujah. The disciples was told, amen, in the book of Acts, amen, glory be to God, to go and wait in the upper room, in the upper room. And it says in verse number 8, it says here, but ye shall receive power. Somebody say power. Somebody say Holy Ghost power. Somebody say power. Power. Wonder working power. Somebody say power. Somebody say power. A power. A power to live right. Power to talk right. Power to walk right. A power to give right. Power to pray right. Power to resist the temptations of the devil. Power. Power to say no when it's time to say no. Power to say yes when it's time to say yes. Power to go when it's time to go. Somebody say power. Glory be to God. But ye shall receive power. Hallelujah. After that, the Holy Ghost. Somebody say Holy Ghost. Don't be afraid to say Holy Ghost. I know we like to say Holy Spirit, and he is the Holy Spirit, but he has another name, and it's called Holy Ghost, after which the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. Didn't we talk yesterday about being a witness for my Lord? I got to be a witness. We are soldiers in the army. Come on, somebody. Ye shall be witnesses. Why? Why are you going to be a witness? Because you now have the power of the Holy Ghost. The power to be a witness. And the righteous are as bold as a lion. You're not afraid no more. You're not shrinking back no more. You have the power. Amen. Glory be to God. To show the world around you, your peers, glory be to God, your co-workers, your neighbors, your family, that this is how we do it here. God. You are an example for righteousness. You don't go with the flow. Your glory be to God. You take a stand. I'm going to do the right thing because this is the right thing to do. Glory be to God. You've been an example. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because you have the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he said, ye shall be witnesses for me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Glory be to God. Be thou an example. Be thou an example. Dr. Martin Luther King went out as one. He went out as one. Jesus went out as one. Glory be to God. Brother Paul went out as one. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I didn't say it was easy. All I said is I got it done. Why? Because God is able. God is able. God'll make a way. When you want to fall, he'll make a way for you to stand. When you want to yield, he'll help you to stand up. Come on, somebody, and after you've done all the stand, you're still standing. Why? Because you're an example. You're an example to your children. You're an example to your spouse. You're an example to your boss. You're an example to your employees. You're an example to your coworkers. You're an example to your business partners. You're an example. Hallelujah. This is how we do it. For the will of God. For the glory of God. Beloved, what does your life look like? What does your life look like? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the Lord gave you 20 people today, hallelujah, to be just like you, to live and model, and model your life. Hallelujah. What would that look like? What would those 20 people look like? Hallelujah. What would that look like? We are being called to be an example. Especially now that you have the power of the Holy Ghost, that power that was reinforced. Amen. Hallelujah. The power came without the fasting. The fasting just reinforced it, as with Jesus. Jesus had power before he went into the wilderness, but he came out the wilderness ready to do battle after 40 days of fasting. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, your life should be in a living example of the power of God. The question this morning is it? Is it? And if it is not, first of all, if you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, the Bible says, if a man will believe in his heart, confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. We invite you right now, your very first step is to tell Jesus yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Repeat after me. Come on. Don't even think about it. Just jump into it. Let's get it done. Repeat. Father, forgive me for all of my sins. I confess them before you. Right now, I open up my mouth. I open up my heart. And I invite Jesus to come in and to be my Lord and my Savior, to save me from all of my sins. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. There it is. There it is. There it is. That didn't take a New York minute. Huh? Look, God, those 30 seconds of words, God has traded that. Amen. Your 30 seconds of confession has now earned you, or you didn't earn it. Amen. But gifted you eternal life. What a trade-off. What a trade-off. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. And glory be to God. For those of you who already know Christ, what does your life look like? What does your heart look like? You're going to make mistakes from time to time. But what does your heart look like? Lord, help me to be a Christian in my heart. Is it an example? It's an example. It's an example. Amen. Glory be to God. If you, amen, was following you, amen, what type of you would you be? if you was following you. And I know I'm taking it abstract now, but you get where I'm going. Amen. What type of you would you be? Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 4:12. Meditate on it today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation and love and spirit and faith and impurity. Amen and amen. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Father God, your word will never return unto you void, but will always accomplish everything that you sent it forth to do. Father God, you've called us to be an example. Our lifestyle should be an example that people can write about, talk about, testify about, Father, that they see Christ in us. They see God in us, Father God, that the unbelievers will become believers. And the weak will become strong, Father God. And those that need encouragement will be encouraged. Glory be to God. As they see Christ in us, because we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Thank you for Brother Reed, and thank you for the sharing on Dr. Martin Luther King. Because Dr. Martin Luther King's lifestyle was an example. And lo and behold, Father God, we thank you for Jesus. He's showing us how to do this thing if we want to do it. Give us the heart to line up with the will of God for the glory of God. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. In Jesus' name, our Lord and our Savior, glory be to God. We ask that you would cancel bad news, accidents, incidents, calamities, mechanical malfunctions, Father God, hallelujah, premature death, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for ordering our way and your angelic assistance helping us to walk in the light, being an example of righteousness and holiness in our words, in our conversations, in our love, in our faith, and everything that we do. We say thank you. We say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We seal this prayer now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. We invite you to meet us, please, amen, at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen. And we'll be back tonight at 8 p.m. for our Wednesday night Bible study. Please come on back. Amen. And bring somebody else with you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Again, we want to thank our deacon-elect, Brother Tyrone Reed. Amen. For his sharing on today. Amen. And we want to thank God for helping us. Amen. To meditate on what it means to be a living example. Amen. Of Christ in us, our hope of glory. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Have a good, 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 good day. Amen.
Lord, prepare me
to be a sanctuary, pure.